How did people at school react to your having diabetes?
Well, they just accepted it and you got on with it. I mean, you've got to do what you've got to do. And I mean, it didn't really bother me what other people thought or said, because I knew what I'd got to do. And I just got on with it because it was for my benefit and nobody else's. So you've just got to look after yourself and get on with it.
But diabetes wasn't so common in those days, so can you remember how the staff or other pupils reacted?
Oh, one or two of the lads used to look at you and back away as though it was catchable, but apart from that, the staff and that didn't really take any notice because I didn't tell anybody at that time. Because, I mean, now you the more people you tell, if there's anything wrong, they've got more chance of putting it right. But at that time, I was pretty lucky and I could look after myself pretty well. And with having reactions and that, my eyesight went a bit blurred, so I knew that I was low. So, I mean, all I'd got to do was just have a bit extra food to bring me back on level playing again.
Can you remember the first diet you were put on?
Well, no, not really. It was everything had to be weighed. We'd got a small set of scales, which you've still got, and we used to have to weigh the food and that for a start to get your carbohydrates right. But once you get used to it and that, you look at a portion and you can tell whether it's about what you want. So you didn't, once you got used to looking at it, and guessing the weight, you could about guess it dead on, so you didn't really bother weighing anything.
Were all the instructions just about carbohydrates or about other kinds of food?
Well, that's right, because dairy products were free. You didn't have to bother with them. I mean, cheese, you could eat as much cheese as you liked, and beetroot and anything like that, where there was no carbohydrates with it. It was all extra, so you could just fill yourself up with what you wanted, and it didn't count for any carbohydrates. But you'd just got to be careful with the bread and potatoes, which were your main carbohydrates. So once you'd had that, if you were still hungry, as I say, I used to cut a lump of cheese and a bit of beetroot and just fill up like that.
Was that a big change for you?
Well, not really, because when I was at school, I mean, a lot of children, they eat no end of chocolates and stuff like that, but I didn't bother with sweets and chocolate and that, so really, I didn't miss not being able to have it, because I'd never been used to eating it.
Tell me about leaving school.
Well, when I left school, I went to the tech for 2 years full-time to, because I was apprentice carpenter and joiner, so I did 2 years full-time at the tech and then started my apprenticeship course after. So it was just the same again, the tech. I mean, you told people you'd got it, but it didn't really bother anybody because everybody got their own problems like they have now, and you just get on with it and you don't bother with anything.
And did you manage to keep yourself quite stable while you were at work?
Yes, pretty well. I'd one or two hypos, but whoever I was working with knew what the trouble was. So if I did go too low and that, they'd soon get me a bit of sugar and water and that soon brings you round and brings you back on level pegging again.
Did your kind of work combine well with having diabetes?
Well, not really, because If you've got an office job, you know exactly what you're doing. But with carpenter and joinery, one day you can be doing a load of work, and then another day you're not doing so much, but you're thinking more about it, so obviously you don't use as much energy. So it was a job to gauge it just right, because it varied so much with different days with what you were doing.
Did you vary the dosage of insulin at all?
No, I usually kept the insulin the same, but I varied the food a bit so that I could balance it out with that. I used to have more carbohydrates if I needed it, and then that balanced it out so that I kept pretty well level.